It's now been more than 3 decades since the Coquitlam Foundation convened for the first-time meeting in January 1992. Since then, it's distributed more than $2.2 million to local groups and organizations that aim to make the community better by providing programs or services for local residents. And now, its executive wants to celebrate the registered charity's accomplishments with the public by hosting a 30th anniversary event next month. The Coquitlam Foundation envisions a community where the quality of life is enhanced by residents and organizations creating lasting legacies by contributing to endowment funds that benefit a broad range of eligible organizations and individuals, said Executive Director Carol Cahoon in a statement to the Tri-City News, noting more than 100 tickets are still available. It's our 30th anniversary and a great time to celebration the CF's contributions to the community, which are massive and wonderfully amazing to build connection and support the community. Cahoon added the evening will also act as a fundraiser with all proceeds going towards Coquitlam Foundation grants and scholarships for future distribution. And the foundation wants to rock out with local residents by inviting a local band to encourage attendees to get up and dance. The Crayons are a 6-person cover band group, whose members hail from the Tri-Cities and Maple Ridge, known for their rich and full sound they've mastered for the last 25 years, and every single member contributes their vocals to the performances. The group prides themselves on selecting songs everyone knows and playing them the way they were originally written and recorded, reads a description of the rock troupe. For example, the Crayons are one of the few bands that play in town using in-ear monitors and a computerized mixing board. Cahoon explained a deluxe burger bar will also headline the Coquitlam Foundation's 30th birthday party, catered by Gleneagle Secondary Culinary Arts instructor Chef Roberto "Bert" Arciaga. The menu will also include drinks, salads, and specialty-themed cookies for dessert. A live auction will also take place during the 5-hour celebration that include prizes from various local businesses. Additionally, interested participants are encouraged to dress in their best rock and roll outfit, as gift card prizes will be handed out for the top costumes. The Coquitlam Foundation's 30th anniversary rockin' it is scheduled for October 1 from 6 to 11 p.m. at All Saints Roman Catholic Church's Parish Hall, 821 Fairfax Street, in Coquitlam. Tickets are $80 each or $640 for a table of 8. For more information about Coquitlam Foundation celebration, you can visit the organization's website.